A crowd of some 300 people sat in the sweltering hot sanctuary of Christ Church Cathedral and applauded as speakers denounced what they said were the false promises of the gambling industry. The July 16th casino referendum in Springfield was framed as a David and Goliath battle, with the Episcopal Bishop of Western Massachusetts, Douglas Fisher, warning that a casino in Springfield would be bad news for the poor. Casino opponents were encouraged to not give up hope. The forum, sponsored by the Episcopal Diocese of Western Massachusetts, featured speeches from two nationally prominent gambling opponents and the head of a local political committee that is working to defeat the casino referendum in Springfield. Former Massachusetts Attorney General and former President of Common Cause, Scott Harshbarger, said the casino battle is a marathon, not a sprint, so people should not be disheartened if the referendum on MGM's casino passes.
This is just the beginning. It's important. We'd like to win, but at the end of the day, this is a long haul.
Harshbarger, a Democrat, said there is still hope the Massachusetts Gaming Commission could reject MGM's casino license application. And he said there is a movement by casino gambling opponents in Massachusetts to put a referendum on the 2014 election ballot to repeal the state's casino law.
Even if the vote is not going to be successful, if you're not going to be successful, there are lots of people around the state watching this. Is there a viable opposition? Are there good reasons to oppose?
Harshbarger said the more people know, the less support there is for casinos.
Just going to ask people to look at the facts, look at the information. The reality is we know that these end up being false promises. It's a failed policy. You look around the country and you see the impact.
The casino development agreement negotiated between MGM and the administration of Mayor Dominic Sarno commits MGM to create 2,000 construction jobs and 3,000 permanent jobs. The casino will purchase $50 million in goods and services from local businesses each year, sponsor a dozen entertainment shows a year at existing venues, and give Springfield $24 million a year in taxes and other payments.
Problem gambling, all sorts of mitigating factors will be major costs to Springfield and would be a barrier to future development. Again, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and lots of things have been promised. And the question is, what happens if they don't deliver?
Another speaker at the forum was former Congressman Bob Steele, who has chronicled Connecticut's experience with casino gambling. He said tax revenue from the two casinos has been plummeting.
I would say that, Massachusetts has picked an interesting time to get into this. They've kind of picked the top, because I think the bloom is off the rose. And I think the more people understand that, the more they will begin to think twice about bringing this into their city.
Springfield attorney Michael Kogut, who is chairman of the political committee Citizens Against Casino Gaming, said the anti-casino campaign is growing. He said people have been signing up at the organization's website and Facebook page.
It's certainly an uphill battle, out-financed, overmatched. But we feel that there are a significant amount of Springfield residents, longtime Springfield residents, who are simply opposed to an urban casino.
MGM has spent a reported $10 million to market its casino project in Springfield. The casino developer was soliciting support at Springfield polling places during the special Senate election this week and has been canvassing door to door. MGM representatives and Mayor Sarno have turned down requests from casino opponents to participate in debates prior to the July 16th vote. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.